Right. Yep. Amen.
How's it going over here?
I stopped saying God. I'm a Christian, you know, because Catholics are saying they're Christian.
You want to step
well,
up
I don't. Christians going around saying they're Catholics, right? You know? I mean, you
oh, this is all ecumenicalism. One guy told me they got a pride flag waving over there.
Oh, really?
This is all carnal, fleshly. I just told a young man, Jesus did not say put on these flesh shows to preach the gospel, did he? What did Jesus say? Go preach the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to him, be born from above, obey him in holiness, come out of the world, and endure to the end. That's the gospel. And then he said, preach the gospel, make disciples, that's a follower of Jesus. And then he said, ready? So nobody's preaching the biblical gospel.
Hello, little one.
Nobody's teaching the biblical gospel. No one's making biblical disciples, and no one's doing the last part. Ready? Teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. When I preach what the Bible says, they call me a legalist, they call me works-based, but when you obey God and love him, you want to keep his word. That's the fruit that the Holy Spirit's working in you. If you live worldly and you follow false doctrines and your worldly carnal ways, you're not following the Holy Spirit. Who are you following? Satan, the culture, the flesh. There's two kingdoms. You know what? You know about the two kingdoms? There's two kingdoms. Kingdom of God. It's in our hearts, his people, his true born again people. It's in heaven. One day it's going to come down. He's taking back the world. That's when he returns. And then there's the kingdom of Satan. We're walking in the kingdom of Satan. Jesus said, I send you out like sheep among wolves. Politics, sports, entertainment, churchianity, pride, dress, fashion, all of this is Satan's kingdom. And you have to rebel from Satan's kingdom, repent, and enter the kingdom of God through the gospel I just preached, new life. And when you do that, you test everything in your life to the word of God, and you go, this isn't of God, I can't do it. No, that's not of God, I can't do it. That's sinful, I can't do it.
So how do you know, sorry if I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
So how do you know if the people that set this up, how can you tell if they're of the kingdom of God or not? How can you judge that?
Ready?
By the fruits of the Spirit?
Yeah, by the fruits of the Spirit, right.
Hold on. Not quite true. By their fruits, Jesus said, you'll know them. And then you have the fruits of the Spirit. I heard, I heard Alan Green's gospel. He runs this. I got it on audio. Do they have gospel cards? Go to my website, don'tperish.com, all for free. I don't make money off any of this. Click on the Lifelight Expose testing. By tomorrow night, all my street preaching audios and videos are going to be up. I'm making an audio right now for safety. I heard Alan Green give the gospel. You know what his gospel was to thousands of people? Say this prayer and you're going to go to heaven, he said. I got to watch out. I say this too loud. People think I'm teaching sinner's prayer. Say this prayer, he said, and you'll go to heaven. Jesus, I believe in you. I want to go to heaven. I feel bad for my sin. I want to be a friend of God. If you said that prayer, he said, congratulations, you're going to heaven no matter what. Does that sound like the gospel to you? There was no repentance to come out of the world. There was no holiness. There was no lifting up Christ and lowering me. It's like, hey, we'll just strap Jesus on your worldly carnal life.
I agree with everything you're
saying. So that's how I know, by their doctrine.
I understand. I agree with everything.
I answered your question. That's how I know them.
Yeah, I know.
And their fruit. They're going to have Skillet here. Do you know about Skillet?
Yeah, I know about Skillet.
He played at Hellfest.
Okay.
You know what Hellfest is?
I know.
John Cooper. I call him a hooligan. Look it up. It means a rowdy, violent-looking man. He does. He looks like a gangbanger. Eye makeup, covered in tats. He went and played at Hellfest. Hellfest, it's on my testing. You can look at that right now. It's a gathering of satanic bands like Black Sabbath that worship Satan. And I have a video of John Cooper on stage rocking out doing this. What is this?
What that is.
What is it?
It's the sign of Satan, yeah.
John Cooper, on stage. People are body surfing doing this, and he's going, I got a video of it. This is not of God. He believes Marvel Comics with their supernatural, mystic, pagan, witchcraft superheroes are of God.
Who does?
John Cooper.
Who's John Cooper?
Skillet. Lead singer Skillet. It's deception. This is not Christianity. This is Satan has entered the churches and created a false Christianity.
I'm genuinely trying to
help. No, I understand.
So you look up, we have a 10-point test on our website. The gospel's there. Lots of street preaching videos. Thousands of teachings for free. I don't just street preach. If you're interested, for free, on my website or email me, we can Bible study together. I'll spend my time and pour into your life. I teach people. because I'm making disciples, preaching the gospel, teaching them to obey. We teach women to cover their head. I teach men to dress the way God dressed us in Genesis 3 when he shed blood. It never changed. I teach people to come out of the world. Sports, politics, entertainment is not of God. I used to be a bodybuilder. I looked in the mirror more than 100 women combined. Pride and vanity. If you have pride in your life in any way, my big house, my car, my 401k, I lost 50 pounds, I'm looking good. You are an abomination to God per Proverbs 6:17.
Well, I have to speak on that. So I was at work the other day. And it,
hard to hear you over the swill.
Oh, sorry. So I was at work the other day and someone asked me, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? So I'm like, oh, this is the day I get fired, you know? So anyway, I share with him what the Bible says. I said, whatever sin you're doing, whether it's having sex outside of marriage with another woman or lusting after a woman, or even...
Sir!
No, thank you.
Or just telling a white lie.
This guy's been stalking me all night. I love you, man. I love you. You shouldn't stalk me. Yeah, you've been following me around all night saying unbiblical things. I love you. Why are you doing that? Why are you wasting your life doing that, young man? Repent and obey Jesus. Because I'm preaching the gospel and defending the oracles of God. This is worldliness and carnality. You are going to burn in hell if you don't follow Jesus and obey him. That's what the Bible says. That's what, no, you're not following. I'm sorry? Well, the churches preach a false gospel. They just all sit and accepted that false gospel. The churches are feminized.
Okay,
is this your wife?
Huh?
Is this your wife? I'm sorry?
Fiance.
So women aren't supposed to be rebuking and teaching men. But the Bible says. He knows it says that.
Yeah.
Does the Bible say that women should be silent and not rebuking and teaching men?
The Bible does not say that a woman cannot teach a man. That's wrong.
No, it
doesn't. The Bible does not say that a woman cannot teach a man. That is wrong.
We're going to go to the oracles of God. I don't have my glasses. Lord, give me the power. Give me the power to look up 1 Timothy 2. The man says that God did not say that women could teach. King James Bible.
So you're saying that women cannot teach a man?
Ready?
Is that what you're saying?
1 Timothy 2, let's let the Word of God tell you. 1 Timothy 2, starting with verse 9. In like manner, no, not verse 9.
What version of the Bible is this?
King James.
Okay, 1633?
It doesn't matter, that's all the same.
Okay.
But which becometh women professing godliness with good works? Verse 11. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
So,
would you like to take back your lying comment?
I'm not lying.
Did you hear it say the woman shouldn't teach man?
That isn't.
Did you hear it say that?
Listen,
I don't know.
That is written in context in a certain time frame of when Timothy wrote that.
1 Corinthians 14 says women should learn in silence. Titus 1 says the qualifications of an elder teacher, husband of one wife.
Right.
Unless you're a lesbian, you can't marry. You can't marry.
You're trying to say that your wife can't teach you anything?
My wife does not teach or usurp authority over me.
That was talking about when you're talking in a corporate setting. It's not talking about your wife can't teach you something.
No. But women are not to correct or rebuke men. The Bible is clear on that.
Okay, so
that's feminization.
So that's another reason
I'm against the churches. Hold on.
That's
you asked
pride.
Me. False gospel.
Just talk about pride.
Pagan
pride.
Holidays. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday that God never ordained. Good Friday's a lie. Jesus was in the grave 3 days, three nights.
Wednesday
he died and he rose Saturday.
Yeah.
He's our Sabbath rest. They all practice pagan ways and lies.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's another reason. False gospel, paganism, feminism.
Lazarus.
Lazarus.
So he was. They say one full day, three full days that they're dead.
Right.
So that
doesn't teach me doctrine.
I wouldn't want to be married to you if I was a woman.
Well, you're a man, so you're. feminized. You're a feminized man.
Oh, no.
You don't even think women should cover their heads.
You don't know anything about me.
Yeah, I do. I can tell by your fruit.
Well, you don't know anything about me.
I can tell by your fruit. Worldly Cubs, worldly Vikings.
Oh, really?
And what does the Bible say?
Jesus people say they're of the world. It says judge rightly.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Matthew 7 says judge rightly, don't judge hypocrisy. He said judge your brother. Get the plank out of your eye. Then you can help him with a splinter. I did judge you. 1 Corinthians 5 says jude the body.
I have to.
2 Thessalonians 3 says judge the body. Matthew 18 says judge the body. You guys are judgment drunk because you don't think we should judge anything. And Jesus said judge.
Oh, yeah.
He said don't judge.
Oh, you're not supposed to judge the world. But your brother is. You say your brother is sin. You need to make yourself clean, and then so you don't sin. Then go help your brother out. I mean, yeah, he's gonna say don't judge me.
He's claiming Christ, so I'm making a judgment. He's claiming Christ. You're worldly.
That's the first time.
You're worldly.
Anybody's ever said that to you.
What? That you're worldly?
Yeah.
Because you've never met a biblical street preacher, I guess.
No.
The Cubs are of the world. The Vikings are of the world. What's the NFL? Violent, covetous, rowdy, LGBT, and abortion approving. And you walk around with it on your temple. That's wickedness, sir.
Hey,
you need to repent.
I encourage you to don't use your phone for the Bible, because they can dilute the Bible, you know what I'm saying? There's people that's...
No, it's downloaded. So I check it all the time, the scriptures. My Jakarta app is totally accurate.
I'm just saying that...
It's totally accurate.
I don't trust the internet.
I agree, but I always test it. Don't test it. I test it. All of my app that's downloaded is the King James Bible, but the King James has errors. Check the Greek. Ready? It uses the word Easter. It never should have. It should have used the word Passover in Acts 12. And there's many other places, and I have a whole article on this about the King James Bible. It's a decent Bible, but watch out. Like other translations, they've taken liberty and twisted the word of God. So always should look at the Greek and the Hebrew.
Now here's another thing. Here's another thing. Like what? COVID, okay? The pandemic, you know? So they shut down churches. Well, okay, so here's the deal. The government is controlling these churches. So if you go to that church and they shut down that church, they need to run by God, not by the government. So
Acts 5:29, we obey God, not man.
Exactly. So like the same thing. I mean, a lot of people do believe in the pandemic, you know? I mean, there's so many Christians out there that, you know,
feminism is a sin. We love you. Feminism's a sin. It is. Eve fell in sin. She was the first one that fell to feminism. Adam was feminized because he followed his wife. Paul even says, or the Bible even says, Adam hearkened to his wife.
Whatever your sin is, you just need to be ashamed of it. You know, that's all it is.
You should be ashamed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And so you need to repent and turn from your sin.
Oh, yeah.
The problem the church system is the culture is in, is they don't turn from sin, leave sin, they live in sin, they're compromised because they're told, just believe, you're going to heaven no matter what, you can live the way you want, we're all a bunch of sinners.
Well,
the Bible never calls God saints sinners. He calls them saints.
A lot of people got
that you're worldly with a Viking?
Oh, I'm worldly. So you want me to take my
James,
shirt off?
James 4:4. James 4:4.
James,
no. We're in the world. We're not of it. That's partaking in it.
I'm a sinner.
Hold on.
Then it's a t-shirt.
Is this our temple?
It's the whole temple of the Holy Spirit.
Right. So would you throw that on the temple of God? Vikings temple?
Well, there's people that...
Listen.
James 4:4 says if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God.
Well, check this out. I don't like the Vikings. But you know what? But check this
all
out.
That sports and all but, those things are pride of, listen, of the lies, pride of the eyes, lust of the flesh, 1 John says.
There could be a Satanist that likes the Vikings and comes to him and starts talking to him about the Vikings, and then all of a sudden...
That's pragmatism. What, are you going to put porn on your Bible to lure people to the Bible? That's ridiculous.
Well, there's people that go around...
You don't do that.
Well, listen, there's
God can only use evil for good. We can't use evil for good.
People go to porn conventions and they praise God for getting... The trophy of the best porn video.
They're following a false god. They're not born of God, sir.
Well, no one spends
their time in the world. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father. Father's not even here.
You love that phone?
This phone is my tool to spread the gospel over the world.
I got rid of that.
Okay, so. You have liberty. I don't use it for anything sinful. I spread the gospel over the world at my website. I commune with saints all over the world. I stay in touch with my wife. It's only a tool. Learn to discern spiritually. Okay? Now, you can have a car. It's not sinful unless you go drive to get porn and get drunk and run people over with it. Now it's sinful. Learn to discern spiritually. What did God tell us to do and not do? God tells us. He tells us how to live, how to preach, how to come out of the world, how to dress ourselves, how women to cover their heads, not to adorn themselves with makeup and jewelry, not to be of the world, sports, politics, entertainment. God tells us not to do all these things. He didn't tell me I can't wear a brown shoe. Protects my foot. So learn to discern rightly. I eat meat. I don't like meat. I eat a lot of chicken and fish.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm not a Torah keeper.
No, I know, but like, you know, people say, oh, you can't have a tattoo. But the same scripture says don't eat red meat.
No, but that's great. Leviticus says don't mark up your body, but then in the New Testament, it says your body's a temple, don't adorn it, and don't be in pride. Tattoos are just pride. Why do you get a tattoo? Pride.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, it's pride.
I hate tattoos.
Well,
but people get them for pride.
Showing off, look at me.
I wouldn't get a cross, but I would pray that...
The cross is a Roman Catholic pagan symbol. Jesus didn't die on a cross.
That's why I said I wouldn't get a cross.
What did he die on? Hey! How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Awesome. I'm glad you found me. Okay.
I got a question for you.
So wait a minute. Let me finish the cross. The cross is not a biblical concept. That word cross in Greek, you know what storos means? This is theologically important.
You got to have the cross.
The Greek word in the storos is stake or a tree. Jesus died on a stake or a tree, not a Roman cross. Now here's the difference. In Deuteronomy and in Galatians 3, anyone who dies on a tree is accursed. Did Jesus take the curse for us? He did. Paul says he did. So he didn't die on a Roman cross. He died with a cross beam nailed, and they hoisted him up. It made the shape of a cross, but he died on a stake, a tree, because he's accursed for us. Galatians 3:13. Peter also says Jesus died on a tree. Roman Catholics have turned their venerated cross into a symbol of power. That is not of God. That's false, and that is a pagan way.
I could go a little above that. Ideally, there is no J.
Many of them, actually, I can't even call
it. You shouldn't be calling it.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, no,
there's no theology in the name Jesus. English.
Jesus is
there's no theology.
No, Jesus is English. That's what it means.
Yeshua means salvation.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
that's how you're not allowed to teach it. Okay. So I would encourage. Can I ask my question? Sir? I have a question for you. So can you say...
You know what? The Bible says you should go through your man.
So can you
can ask your question through him and I'll answer it maybe. I may. I don't have to answer anybody's questions.
Why can't you... She's speaking to a man. So why can't you speak to me?
I'm about to go over there. She talks to people till I come over. She's not teaching. She's in telling him what we do. So I'm about to go over there, and if you have a question you want to ask through him, I may yield it.
Can you say that you've never sinned in your life?
Oh. I didn't know if you're coming over here, if you're still talking.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
How can I help you today?
I shared a whole lot with him. He said he agrees with a lot of it.
Yeah.
And he was asking who we are, and
I figured you were telling him what we do, The biblical gospel is not what they're preaching here. I heard their 30-second truncated gospel. Believe in Jesus, repent. They didn't even say repent. They said, believe in Jesus. And they said, feel bad about your sin. Tell him you want to become a disciple and say this prayer and you go to heaven no matter what. Does that sound like the gospel in the Bible? No. And that's what they're pushing here. They're pushing easy believism. They're pushing be of the world. This is carnal flesh. You know who's coming up next? Skillet. John Cooper. I got a testing of him. You know, he played at Hellfest. You know what Hellfest is? He took his band and played at Hellfest. It's a satanic festival of people that worship Satan. I got a video of John Cooper on stage doing this. Do you know what this is? Those are Satan horns. Baphomet. Satan horns. This guy is a worldly carnal man with a false gospel. So we just have been out here telling people that you cannot worship God unless you're in spirit and truth. And you can't worship in the culture and these churches because they're all lying, they're feminized, they're keeping pagan holidays. I teach all that on my... on the gospel card and on my website don'tperish.com. I got thousands of articles for free, and you can contact me if you want Bible study, if you want to correct me in anything I teach, view on fellowship. I know brothers all around that would love to disciple people. See, don't just, you go to church, you probably go for fellowship, right? See, if you compromise in your fellowship, you probably see sin and hypocrisy in your church, right?
I think you're expected in any church.
But, okay, is that what we're supposed to live in? Shouldn't pastors and all men address that and get rid of it all? Living in it willfully is going to damn your soul. Now, if we all get in our flesh a little bit sometimes, we got to correct it, forgive each other. But they're living in willful feminism, pagan holidays, false gospels, carnality, people that go to churches, watch TV, sports, entertainment, movies. None of this is of God, is it? That sounds like it's of God? You got to come out of the world. What's your first name?
Jeremy?
My name's Tupos. Email me. I'll give you my cell phone if you email me. I'd love to go deep with you in scriptures. Come out from the world. Come out from the church system. Take a break from the church system and follow Christ in all your heart in the scriptures. And when you're done, you look back and you'll go, I can't go back to that. Sunday's not the Lord's day. I tell you it is. The building centered faith where you show up for 45 minutes of this or an hour, one guy in a paid box, that's not the New Testament. The New Testament met in houses in small little numbers. And Paul says the great falling away is going to happen in the last days. You think they could gather all these people with the biblical gospel and a call to holiness and righteousness? What are they here for? Carnality, flesh, food, jump houses, bounce houses, BMX bikers. That's not of God. It's not of God. So go much deeper than that church system taking you. You email me and tell me your church system. We'll do a testing of it together. And when I show you the sin of it, I want to know how you can be united to sin and claim Jesus. Make sense?
Yeah. It's definitely...
You got to lose your entire life to follow Jesus. Have you lost everything? How you dress, how you act, who you associate with, how you preach, how you live, how you spend your money, how you spend your time. Have you lost everything to follow Christ? Don't answer that. But walk away and go, he's challenged me. Have I lost everything? Or have I just put churchianity and Jesus on top of my already compromised life? Can't do that. Got to take your vessel, dump all of it out, all your sin and worldliness and pagan ways and false ways and churchianity, then say, God, fill me up. And he'll fill you up with living water, and you'll be empowered to live the godly life, even if you're alone, but you're not alone. You know two saints? I know brothers that'll hook you up. And if you're compromising on their sin, why don't you come see what we can teach you and see? Come see what we can teach you. We won't teach you any sin. We won't teach you any compromise. Sound good?
I would definitely check it out.
Check it out.
Your website.
Yeah, check it out.
I wouldn't say like, I definitely agree that feminism is sin, and I also support head coverings for women in church.
Does your church do that?
My church doesn't.
There you go, it's sin.
I have talked to my guys about that. And like, so I definitely think there's a lot of compromise, and I've definitely seen that.
They do it to fill the buildings, to make money, to keep pastors in their positions. It's wickedness. And Jesus, go read Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus said, you have left your first love and you are not, you're keeping false ways, couple, and I'll come and remove your lampstand.
You got the floor.
They will remove your lampstand if you're not walking in holiness and obedience. No sin that you keep and you're united to is going to be cleansed by him. You have to forsake it all and give it to him and walk the other way.
I will say I like what you guys' emphasis better than the typical
holiness. One. Christ. Christ crucified, lifting him up. Yeah, lowering ourselves to be humble and seek after him in spirit and truth. Not itchy ear. You know, this is a prophecy. All of this is a prophecy because the Bible predicted in the last days men will be following fables, itchy ear doctrines, and heap up for themselves teachers, and to have the appearance of godliness, but they deny the power of God. That's what I hear from all these people. They say, no way you can leave sin. No way you can overcome sin. You think the Bible tells you we can leave sin and overcome sin? Of course it does. You don't live in any sin. You shouldn't practice sin. Now, we will always have the proclivity to fall into sin, maybe choose it sometimes, but then you learn about it and you go, Father, I'm sorry. Cleanse me. I'm done. Big difference between slipping into sin or choosing one sin than living in willful sin. You know what I'm saying? Your pastor's living in willful sin. You email me and tell me your church. We'll do a testing of it together. We can do it together. And I'll show you all the sin. And then you tell me you want to go back and be united to that and claim that you're worshiping Jesus in spirit truth.
Is it just you two guys?
Yeah, we know saints all over the world. I was just on the phone with my brothers on Facebook video showing them this place.
I mean, here tonight, like...
No, just us. sucks. You know how many people, I got to praise this. You know how many people talked to me, went and opened their Bibles, read the scriptures, came to me, and they said, this is fleshly and carnal. We can't believe this. And they laughed. And you know, how old are you?
25.
I have had, so with my wife, so much witnessing here with 25 and unders that are listening, hungry for sound doctrine and holiness. The people that are middle-aged and older, maybe your pastor is, I think God's turned them over. They don't even listen to truth. They won't test all things. They won't humble themselves. I can't believe the amount of witnessing. I bet you, not that. I think I've witnessed to probably 75 people like you under that stood and listened. That's a record. I've never had that many people when I street preach. A good day is five.
I do think that people are waking up to how compromised the church has been in America. And like, I talk with guys. There's a lot of guys like me who are really disillusioned with the whole thing and trying to figure out things. So I, you know.
You met me for a reason. I'm a messenger of God. And now God's going to say, you're responsible. What will you do with the truth? Because if you don't do something, you know what he's going to do with it? I'm going to take it away from you. He's given you light to stand here and talk to some old street preacher you don't know. He's given you light. You have ears to hear. If you don't listen and do it, God's going to take it away from you and give it to somebody who is going to listen. Take and run with what you're hearing. Don't sit there and try to logically decide, I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose that. Drop your nets. Follow Christ with everything. Follow Christ with all that you are in spirit and truth. And follow him and seek him. And then you will find out what you're really made of if you're going to follow Christ in spirit and in truth. But if we compromise and we keep false ways, oh, absolutely not.
That's it. I'm voting for Trump.
Amen.
Young man, you had a question for me. Anything else? You come back. I love to see you.
You wouldn't give me any peace. I couldn't.
What's that?
I had no peace. So
I couldn't hear you.
I said I had no peace after talking with you. I don't know how to sleep.
You have no peace. Ma'am, please. We're having a conversation. My wife doesn't want to talk to you anymore because you're kind of a mocker. So we don't bother people who don't want to talk to us. So if you could just, you can stand there, but please don't keep asking her questions.
So, yeah. For dressing.
What's that?
For dressing. You said because of people.
Yeah.
When they sin, God gave him clothes.
Right.
He was ordained by God.
Yeah.
That's why you dress this way.
Genesis 3:21.
Genesis 3. And God gave clothes that was similar to yours right now, right?
Yeah. Look up the word. Is that where you're going? Look in the Bible. Genesis 3:21.
Genesis.
Oh, they're perfect. They walk on water.
Yeah, these are the wicked security guys, not you particular, maybe you, that tried to throw me out within 10 seconds, and the police said, you can't throw him out, he's got First Amendment, so I love that. I keep the law. Yeah, really, why did you try to throw me out?
Did I?
Your security team did.
Did I?
Your security team did. You're united to him. All right, back to you.
And the Lord,
back to you.
And the Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments of skin and clothing.
Yep.
And the Lord said, behold.
Wait, what translation are you reading?
I can do any translation.
You King James.
Let's go King James.
Hey, you're back. You're back.
I'm glad you recognized it.
Names, forget it. Faces, I'll remember you in eternity, and I hope I see you there.
Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make clothes of skin and clothe them.
Right. Look up that. Do you have a app where you can look at the Hebrew word?
That word coat
means kutneth in the Hebrew.
Yep.
Kutneth is a tunic or a long garment.
So God made it. That's why you believe.
God made it and put it on us. Right. And we never, ever, ever see it changed in the Bible. Fashion, pride, vanity came along in the Industrial Revolution. In fact, go to the Middle East now. What do they wear that are biblical people? Even the Muslims have this right. And the men cover their bodies and their women cover, they actually cover their face, which that's not biblical. But they cover their heads and they cover their bodies because they're ripping off the Bible.
All right.
Islam comes along 800 years after Christ or Paul preached the gospel. So Islam ripped off things from the Bible. Allah is Satan. That's another whole. It's Muslim faith is wrong. So God gave us coats of skins. And all through the Old Testament, the prophets, Adam did. God put it on him. And can I say this?
And Jesus and the apostles.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, the apostles, and Christ is coming back in a robe. And God said, you will get a robe of righteousness. So this is all part of our theology, that if you're following God, that you should come out of the world and clothes are a sin covering, not a fashion statement, and God acted and put it on us. And if we don't obey God, it's fruit that we're not following him. It's fruit that we follow the world. It's fruit that we're keeping many false ways. Okay? Do you understand that?
I do, but look how I see it.
Go ahead.
What's going on right now?
Yeah, look how you see it.
So,
the word Hebrew is kutnet. It means a tunic or a robe.
I don't
and then
it's
echoed in the New Testament. 1 Timothy 2 tells the women to dress in modest apparel. Look up the Greek word. Neat and orderly katastole. That's a robe.
That's a robe for the woman.
For the women.
Which I agree with. Okay, but for the men, look what I see. God never commanded us to wear clothes. He commanded us in the New Testament to dress modestly, right?
You mean God dressed us? You don't consider that a command?
I don't know why. How would you consider that a command?
Look at all the stuff God did that didn't say, thou shall do, and you do.
Like what?
The Lord's Supper. He never commanded it. He gave it as an example.
Yeah, but he said, do this in remembrance.
Yep, he gave us a remembrance of us.
No, but he said, do it in remembrance.
But Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. All these traditions I've been teaching, you're focused on clothing. This false carnal music is not the tradition Paul handed down. Okay, pagan holidays, Paul did not hand down. So look at the broad.
That's for us, not just for that church that he wrote to. Where he said, keep the traditions I've given to you.
That's for us today.
That's for
in
us
the
today.
New Testament.
Okay.
Not man-made traditions.
Okay, you broke my...
Not man-made traditions, but we got to go back. If you're ever going to get married, hopefully you marry one woman.
Yes.
That was established in Genesis.
Yep.
God dressed us in Genesis. Does anybody go home and guzzle blood just for a beverage? God said, don't drink blood in Genesis 9. These are all pre-Torah things that we still keep. Then Torah comes along. Don't eat pork, wear tassels, don't wear mixed clothes. These were all archetypes of Jesus to come. Jesus dies on the stake, which is a tree, and he said, it is finished. What's finished? You and I have nothing to do. It's finished. We can sin all we want. That's not what it's finished means. It is finished means he was the perfect Lamb of God, and he finished his Father's work to become the Lamb of God, to be a sacrifice. And here's something that people are not taught in the church today. Ready? Jesus' death does not guarantee you covering of your sin. Jesus' death gives you the eligibility to have your sin covered. Jesus said, repent. Paul said, repent. Turn from your sin. Be born again. And I read it to you. Hebrews 10:26, if we live in willful sin, there's no sacrifice for our sin, but a fiery judgment to come. As we sin, we ask Christ to forgive us. We are cleansed if we're walking in the light. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, what do you think that is?
Well, we abide in Christ.
Jesus' word, his teachings, his commandments. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ cleanses us. If you live your own way in sin and false traditions, the Bible says you're not going to get cleansed. Mark 7:6-9 says, if you keep man-made traditions, Jesus said, how in vain you worship me. Keeping man-made traditions. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, they're all lies and pagan or Roman Catholic holidays.
All right, okay.
So Jesus said, you're worshiping him in vain. You're actually worshiping a false Jesus with a false gospel. Really? You want to say that out loud? What do you got?
I said if we do sin, we do have an advocate.
Yeah.
We got to repent.
We
have to repent. No unrepented sin. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said in John 15, abide in me. That means remain in his word. If you don't remain in his word, you're cut off and thrown in the fire. Jesus said, if you don't forgive, ready? You want me to destroy once saved, always saved, easy believism? Jesus said, if this man's my brother, I don't know yet, I'm hoping, we're working on it.
Yeah.
If I don't forgive my brother, I'm not forgiven. Throw your easy believism, once saved, always saved. One sin puts me out of the kingdom. I didn't forgive him. Jesus said in Matthew 5, if you have aught against your brother, what does aught mean? It means issue, a trial, a sin. Don't even bring your offering to God. Go get it right with your brother. In John 9, I think it's 31 or 2, God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. If you keep sinning willfully, God doesn't hear your prayers. The blood of Christ doesn't cleanse you. You are outside of the covenant of God. If you repent, and say, I'll leave everything for you, Lord, and I'll obey because of what you've done to me, for me. Christ cleanses you. Now you're under the umbrella of his blood. And now he makes you new and washes you clean and says, follow me, come out of the world, keep my commandments. Ready? James 1, 27. This is perfect religion. That we look after widows and orphans and keep yourself unspotted from the world. This is the world. The church system is the world. Politics, sports, entertainment is the world. Pride and vanity and fashion is the world. Keep it unspotted. Keep it unspotted from the world. If you don't keep your garment unspotted from the world, you have no hope of eternal life. Test yourself to the holy word of God, folks.
If you're going right where the ambulance is back in, too. Thank you. We got to go up on the curb.
Go on the curb. I have no problem going on the curb. So does that answer your question, young man?
Yes, I have one more, if I can.
Of course, one more.
You, when we were speaking earlier, I told you that I went to a Pentecostal church. And you said the right thing for me to do is...